name's Ben Moody. I'm the Director of Performing Arts at Ringwood Secondary College.
Now, Ben, or do I need to call you Mr. Moody?
Ben's fine.
Okay. When I think of Ringwood, I probably don't think of a lot, to be honest with you, but clearly there's a real culture at your high school in particular of musical and performance.
Yeah, we're very fortunate, actually. We've got a performing arts program that we're really proud of. It's been built up over 20 or 30 years through my predecessor, Rob Motton. And we're really fortunate in the sense that we get kids in very early in Year 7 and we manage to hold on to them. So at the moment, our instrumental music program is about 350 kids in size, and we've got a drama and dance program that sits alongside that. So it's a pretty busy place.
Now, the listener can hear the clutter in the background as your students take down the stage and all their instruments and chairs make their way out here at Guthridge Primary School, where you've just performed two concerts. Tell us about the itinerary you've had for the last few days in Gippsland.
Yeah, it's been pretty busy. We've got 125 students with us, and they all have a role to play in packing up and setting down as well. This is probably about our sixth or seventh concert. We do two to three a day, just at local primary schools or high schools in the area. We finish up tomorrow when we get back to Ringwood with a homecoming concert at 7:30 for all the parents of the kids who've paid the money for them to come. So it's a pretty tight schedule and pretty busy schedule for them.
Why Gippsland?
We do this tour every year, and we rotate around various areas of Victoria. So usually every 4 years or so we'll come down Gippsland. Last year we were up in northern Victoria. So kids who do four band tours over years 7 to 10 will get the chance to go to all four corners of Victoria.
What do the students get out of it other than practice at their instruments and so on and performing? What do they get out of it at another level, would you say?
Yeah, well, look, what we really try and teach them on this tour is about the notion of integrated performance. So it's not just about sitting there with the instrument. It's also about communicating with the audience and different types of audiences. So, you know, a primary school audience like we've had here at Guthridge is very different to a senior secondary audience that we might have had the other day in Bairnsdale. So they get to experience a range of those audience types, but they also get to learn how to live in close proximity with each other over the course of the week. And yeah, it's good for us as teachers as well to see how they cope with some of those stresses and demands, because it is a busy schedule and they do get tired and we have to manage all of that, but they've been terrific this week.
I think we better move because we're about to get buried in a whole heap of chairs. Let's just walk over here. We'll continue the conversation. Get away from some of your colleagues and the students who are working very, very hard. I wonder if you could introduce me to the young man to your left here.
Yeah, so Ryan Leggett is one of our Year 10 students, and this is his fourth band tour. He's in Year 10. So he's been on field, and he's one of our bass trombone players, one of our student leaders at Year 10 this year. So he's eminently qualified to answer any of your questions, I think.
Well, lovely to have you on the program, Ryan. Tell us, what's been the last few days been like for you?
The last 3 days of just 4 days have just been crazy. It's set up in the morning, pack down, go, go, go. It doesn't stop, but it's a load of fun and everyone just seriously enjoys it.
Why music? What turned you onto music? Can you remember?
Music, in reality, is the way we express ourselves. And to be able to learn how to play a musical instrument, it really helps. If you're feeling down, you can just get rid of some of that energy. Or it's just a really good way to express yourself and a really good way to spend your time.
And do you see your bass trombone as just a hobby as you get older, or do you see yourself perhaps even a musical career, or is that perhaps a little bit too much?
A musical career with the bass trombone would be great, but at the moment it's just a hobby. We'll see how we go in future years, but yeah, it's just a hobby for now.
Isn't that lovely? Now, Sally here is holding something that looks like a violin, but it's a little bit different. It's a little bit bigger, and it has a little bit of a deeper sound. And it's called a viola. And it sounds like this.
Ben, if I can come back to you, it does strike me that apart from the performance and the kids, the students who came along as an audience obviously get a heap out of it. But it strikes me from hearing your presentation, it's quite educational as well. So introducing the primary school kids in particular to different instruments, different styles of instruments and so on.
Yeah, that's right. Part of what we do with the show is design it so that we can actually introduce the full range of band instruments and string instruments to primary school audiences, understanding that, you know, it's difficult in primary schools to get that exposure sometimes. And so we do demonstrations. We've got about 20 different instruments in the band, so we'll get each of those kids up during the concert just to play a little tune. Hopefully the primary kids recognise what it is and they get a bit of a kick out of that as well and hear each of the instruments.
Now, if I put my cynical hard hat on for a moment, shouldn't your students be at back in the classroom learning Japanese or logarithms. Do you still do logarithms? I don't ever understand why we did those, but I'm sure they're still in the syllabus somewhere.
Well, it's actually my view as the performing arts director is that they should be out of the classroom more often concentrating on this sort of stuff. But in all seriousness, look, we believe that the value in taking them out for a week like this is almost incalculable. I mean, we've been doing this band tour for well over 20 years. It's an established part of our school curriculum, and we get great support from our leaders back at school, from the principal down, for the whole of the performing arts program, not just this band tour. I mean, last year we actually participated in our fourth performing arts world tour, and that's something we do every 3 years. So we're very fortunate, as I said before, in the fact that we do get the chance to take kids away and broaden their minds a bit. And if it means they have to miss a few times tables here and there, well, I can live with that.
Now, bear in mind your audience here, although we will place this audio on the web as well. You do travel around the States. How does Gippsland rate, given that you're on ABC Gippsland, how does Gippsland rate as a place to come and tour?
I can honestly tell you this is an absolutely terrific part, not just of Victoria, of the world. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to come down to Bairnsdale a couple of times in the last few years for the Victorian Teachers Games, and we had an absolute hoot down there then. So we love this part of the world. The kids love this part of the world. We're staying at Coonawarra Farm Resort, which is a fantastic venue for us. And the weather's done the right thing in the last couple of days. I mean, it's beautiful out there today. We couldn't ask for anything more.
It's always like this in Gippsland, Ben. You should know that. But many thanks for joining us today.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.